Hey fans, welcome to episode 4 of Drive Time with Swirl. It's a Friday night, and you know, I'm heading out, gonna party, gonna get down, No, I'm just kidding, none of that's gonna occur. I'm going to go home and eat some pizza out of, like frozen pizza, and then I'm probably gonna record some naughty audios, and then, I'm gonna sleep all fucking day tomorrow. Because that's what I like to do. So, yeah. So, the reason I'm recording today is there's something that... Okay, well, one, I just need to get some stuff off my chest again. I know, it seems like this happens a lot. But, you know, I do work kind of a high-pressure job sometimes. And, you know, I deal with a lot of people. And people... God, people just drain me of all my life and energy, I swear. Alright, so. What I wanted to talk about tonight is, I guess, maybe the irony of the fact that... Okay, so around the Reddit audio porn, like, circles, community, if you will... You know, GWA Backstage, probably even, like, Pillow Talk and Audio Sexual. I have this, like, reputation for being a bitch and for being outspoken, being confrontational, being contrary. And I just find this really fucking amusing. Because you know what, loyal fans? And by the way, I think that, you know how, like Justin Bieber's fans are, like, believers... You know, like, believer, but believer. I think you guys need to have a name, too. I'm thinking maybe Swirly Birds. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. Okay, but that aside. Okay, so I have this reputation. I'm a bitch, and I'm outspoken, and I'm confrontational and contrary. And, you know, I say mean things, and I hurt people's feelings. And in actuality, no, I'm not. And, I literally try very, very, very hard not to be a bitch. I spend a lot of time making sure that I'm not being a bitch. I'm a teacher. I have rules and expectations and blah, blah, blah. But I'm not a bitchy teacher, okay? I expect my students to behave a certain way. If they don't, well, then I'm probably gonna fucking, like, I don't even know. No, I expect my students to behave a certain way, and if they don't, then I'm going to correct them. Okay, I try to teach them how to be reasonable people. I teach them how to act in society. I teach them how to write and communicate and all of this stuff. Like, I'm teaching them stuff. Okay, and I expect them to behave a certain way, and when they don't, I point it out to them, and I tell them why it's wrong. But I am not a bitchy teacher. Okay, I don't yell at my students for nothing. I don't... You know, I'm not inconsistent and I'm not a hypocrite. That is like one of my top beliefs. I am not a hypocrite. If I tell my class they're not allowed to, you know, have drinks in the classroom or something, like tea or something, not like alcohol. They're not allowed to have alcohol. So if I tell them that, you know, they're not allowed to have drinks in the classroom, I'm not going to be a big fucking hypocrite and stand up in the front of the room with my can of Pepsi. Like, it's not going to happen. If they're banned from having snacks in class, then I don't have snacks in class. Because I'm not a hypocrite. If I ask them to do a lot of work, it's because I'm willing to do a lot of work, too. So, that's something that I believe in. And, you know, I really do. I try not to be, like... just a bitch for bitch sake. I'm a bitch sometimes for a reason. You know, if students are pushing it and students are being ill-behaved, absolutely, I will. And I don't know if this is going to come to you as any sort of surprise, but I can actually, like, lecture them on their behavior for, like, fucking hours at a time. And I do sometimes because they need it. Sometimes you have to remind them, hey, you're in a classroom. Act like you're in a goddamn classroom. So... you know. Anyway. And I think... Okay, so the difference between me and just, like, a random bitchy teacher, just, like, the pointlessly bitchy teacher, I think... And this is what I have been told, and, I mean, I think it's true, because students may start off hating me, And sometimes they do. They're like, ugh, she's a bitch. But I'm also the teacher that they'll come to eventually if they need something. Or not like, you know, like, oh, I need a pencil. But like if they need to talk. Or, you know, they're... This is going to sound like I'm full of myself, but I do have a reputation as a pretty cool teacher. Oh, who do you have for class? Oh, you have her? Oh, she's pretty cool. Like, that's the teacher that I am. I'm sure there's lots of negative things about me, like, you know, whatever. But for the most part, I have a good rapport with students. I have a good relationship with my students. They respect me eventually because I beat it into them. And I show respect to them. And another thing, and I don't know where all this is coming from, but another thing, I do not hold grudges against students. I tell them that every day that they walk into my classroom is a brand new day. That kid could have been the biggest fucking dick to me the day before, but when he walks in, I'm going to say, hi, how you doing? You going to work today? You going to be good? No? Oh, damn it. You know. Okay, because they're still fucking kids, and they're children, and they're just trying to figure themselves out, for God's sake. And so one day, you know, a student will love me and think I am just the bee's knees, and then the next day I am the biggest piece of shit they've ever, like, had to sit in a room with. And that's just how it is. So every day my students get a new chance, whether they take that chance or not, whether they live up to my expectations or not, I don't hold things against them. Now, I really try to avoid being a bitch. I also, when it comes to my interactions with adults, I try to avoid confrontations. I try to avoid unpleasantness. Not that I want to live in some, like, rose-colored glasses world where I'm like, la la la, everything's great, la, everything's wonderful, like that. No, because, I mean, stuff sucks, you know. But I don't like to be overly, like, I'm not going to be the person that's going to come up and be like, what the fuck are you doing, blah, 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 or whatever. Like, I just, you know, I'm not confrontational. I try to smooth things over. I try to be a peacemaker. I try to compromise. All of this stuff. But you know what, swirly birds? Just trying it out. But you know what? There are some days where I'm just like, you know what? I'm fucking tired of being nice. I'm tired of being nice and not speaking my mind and getting shit on and taking it and then feeling bad because of whatever reason I'm getting shat upon and thinking that it's something I did when it's somebody else being a fucking asshole. And like, yeah. So sometimes, I just made like a Grover sound, by the way. But like, sometimes it's not me. And the thing is, if I fuck something up, I will admit it. I will say I'm sorry. I will try to make amends in any way that I can if I fuck something up. I am not perfect. You know, even with my students, I tell them that. You know what? I'm not fucking perfect. I don't say fucking in the classroom, though, because I'd get in a lot of trouble. But it's like, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. But if I make a mistake, number one, I try not to let anyone else suffer because of my mistakes. And two, I try to fix it, and I will own up to my shit. If I fuck something up, I own up to it. But I don't hold other people to that, like, standard. And I'm starting to think that maybe I should. You know, like with colleagues. Colleagues fuck up, and it affects me, and I just let it go. Like, oh no. Wow, you just made me feel like a big piece of shit. But that's okay, you are just learning. No, I really should stop doing that. But the thing is, I don't like negativity and confrontation. But sometimes I think I avoid it too much. And I should really start speaking my mind occasionally. And, you know, swirly birds, I'm going to tell you something else. Sometimes, and this is something that girls do, that women do, that people do, that just fucking annoys the shit out of me, and it pisses me off that I do this as well. And that's like downplay their own intelligence, or downplay their own knowledge, or, you know, anything like that. I do that too, and it really makes me mad. Now, obviously, I'm speaking to you guys in like a casual tone. I'm ranting. I am not trying to sound academic. I'm not trying to sound, you know, professional. But I have that ability. I have a relatively good vocabulary. And it comes out when I'm angry, especially in writing. My level of diction increases, becomes more formal, it becomes more complex as I get more angry. But I don't use that all the time. I'll use it in writing, but not in speaking. And I really think that, you know, maybe that's why I'm making these audios all the time, because I'm practicing my speaking skills. You know, and not that I can't speak, and not that I don't spend my days speaking in front of people. I'm a fucking teacher. I talk to people. I talk in front of people. But I need to just start speaking my mind more often and standing up for myself. There are certain things, like, there are a lot of things that I will not tolerate, but just in my teaching career, I look back and there have been so many times where I should have just said, wait a minute, this is not right. Or, no, I didn't do that. And I haven't, because I try to, like, follow rules, and I try to be pleasant, and I try to be easy to work with. And God damn if that doesn't bite me in the fucking ass sometimes. So it's kind of like, where do I go then? Do I continue to be nice and get shit on and let it bite me in the ass occasionally? Or, and then be miserable because of it and be upset? Or do I sometimes be a bitch, probably be miserable and upset anyway, but at least the person might not fucking do it to me again? I don't know. I just don't know. So yeah, this all is coming up because of a coworker who, I don't want to give away too much, obviously, because I don't want you people stalking me. But I've mentioned that I'm a coach, and I am. I am not a varsity coach. Like, I'm not the head coach of my particular program. The person who is the head coach, she is somebody that, ironically, I hired because previously I was the head coach. Now, I stepped down as head coach for a number of reasons. One, I'm coaching something that's not, like, that I have not a lot of knowledge in. And the person that I hired, she does. She has a lot of knowledge. She participated in this activity before, and she knows what she's talking about. She's got that knowledge. And I hired her when I was head coach. She was, like, assistant coach. It wasn't, like, a varsity, junior varsity kind of situation. It was just two assistant coaches, or head coach and assistant coach. And then, because she is more knowledgeable, and because of some health issues, and I needed to, like, not be a head coach, it's a lot of responsibility, it's a lot of work, I stepped down and said, I will be the junior varsity coach, I'll be your assistant coach, you be the head coach. And so she is, because one of our bosses is a complete fucking moron. He messed up our pay, and we both get paid the same, so sometimes that kind of makes me laugh. But but the bottom line is, she is in that position because that's what I decided. I said, I'm going to step down and, you know, let you take over. We have a similar vision. We have a mission. Like, we know where we want to take our program. And she can do that better than me in some aspects. She has more technical knowledge than I do. However, and here's one of the problems, and I just didn't anticipate it. I am fucking fantastic with being an assistant. An assistant coach, an assistant whatever. As much as, like, probably shouldn't say this kind of shit, but I think it's okay. Like, I'm okay with not being in charge. You know, I can be in charge, and, you know, depending upon what it is, I'm a good leader. I know good leadership skills and all that kind of stuff. But if somebody else wants to be in charge and has the skills to be in charge, you go. I am a great assistant coach, I will tell you. And I'm better at working with the lower, I don't want to say lower skilled, but I'm really good at taking people who have potential, like students who have potential, and building them up to where they need to be, you know, at the higher level. And so that's kind of a skill that I have. Like, that's my forte. You know, there have been many a times when I coached something else previously and when I coach this, they're like, no, we should probably cut that person because they suck and blah, blah, blah. You know, they'll never be able to do it. And I'm like, no, let's give them a chance. Let's give them a chance. It's, you know, it's junior varsity team. It's okay. Well, you know, let's give them a shot. And it's worked out really well a lot of times because... Well, Jesus, like, that's, like, my whole philosophy is, like, taking, and this is something that I learned being a head coach, is that you should always take character over talent, and that has served me really well. And these are lessons that I've learned over, well, shit, I think I'm in my this is, like, my fifth year of coaching, I think. Yeah. My fifth year of coaching, and I've learned a lot doing that. And yeah, most of the time I was an assistant coach. And like I said, that's my forte. I like being an assistant coach. You tell me what the vision is for this program. I will get the participants to where they need to be for you. But I think where I went wrong was that I'm letting somebody who doesn't have as much experience tell me what to do. And for the most part, like I said, she's got more technical knowledge than I do. She knows our sport, our thing, our program. She knows the technical stuff. But she's also only in her second year of teaching and, you know, kind of her year and a half of coaching. She's taught, she has coached other teams before, but not high school level, intense kind of coaching stuff. And she has made mistakes. There have been a couple of times where she has undermined my authority, or she has, you know, she's fucked up a couple of times. And part of me wants to go to her and be like, hey, you know what? You fucked up, and here's how you can fix it. But I don't, and I don't know why. I think because I've told her, like, hey, you're head coach, you're in charge, whatever, I'm your assistant. But I think maybe that I should stop doing that because whereas, yes, she is more knowledgeable about our activity, I have, you know, way more teaching experience and more coaching experience than she does. And so I think what I have to do is start kind of not downplaying my abilities. And I think I'll be able to do that after this year. I have now like 2 years of coaching this under my belt. I'm learning what I need to do. I was kind of in this position before with another activity that I coached and I ended up switching, which part of me is like, why? But I was successful. You know, I started off, didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But I learned it and I think I became a pretty successful coach. And I will do the same with this. And actually, I'm doing fucking pretty goddamn good this year, too. I took a bunch of girls who, good Lord, they needed some work. And they are looking pretty fucking good right now. And so I think I know what I'm doing. And I need to stop doubting myself. And I need to stop, like, second-guessing myself. I need to stop downplaying my abilities. And yeah. So there, that's how I'm going to end it. I just need to fucking stop doing that. I know what the hell I'm talking about. And I should really, like, speak up and let people know that I know what I'm talking about sometimes. Yeah. Damn it. All right. Swirly birds. I am home. I am going to go eat my frozen pizza. And then I'm going to talk dirty into my phone for a while. I don't know if it's anything that'll go public. I have a little special somebody that I want to record something for. But probably sometime this weekend because I am pissy about something related to all that nonsense that I was just spewing. And so I want to do debaucherous things this weekend as kind of like a rebellion. So I'm going to do that. All right. So swirly birds. Be good boys and girls for me. Listen to some naughty audios. Fucking stroke your cock or rub your pussy and come for me. And when you come, make sure you say swirl. Bye, loyal fans.